everyone. I'm here again. And I'm happy to be here all the time. I just get really caught up with real life. And I'm gone again. So, our topic of the day is, if you want to be feminine, don't do drugs. Don't do any type of drugs. Whether you're smoking it, whether you're eating it, whether you're cooking with it, don't do drugs, okay? When I say drugs, I mean actual drugs. I don't mean you making some lavender tea or chamomile tea, because those are herbs. There are herbs that are good, and there are herbs that are way over the top, and they have to be prescribed to you, because some of them are legal and medicinal, and there's drugs. Don't do drugs, okay? If you're smoking, it has a very nasty smell. Whether you're smoking cigarettes or whether you're smoking weed, it stinks, okay? And everybody and their mama will be able to smell it on you. Everybody's going to know that you just smoked something. Okay? Don't participate. Don't engage. Don't indulge. Leave it alone. If you're eating it, cooking with it, stop it instantaneously. Because what it does is it makes you absent of mind. You have no control over yourself when you're in that state. It is not a good state to be in. Absolutely not. It gives you this feeling of, this elevated feeling of, what's the word I'm looking for? Euphoria. It's a great, euphoric, nice feeling, and then you're back to reality. And then you always want to be on that plane. Absolutely not. You should want to be in full control of your mind. That is your home. You should want to have total and absolute control of your mind, spirit, soul, body. It is yours. Take it. Have a firm grip on it. Do not ever, like, some drugs are so violent and aggressive. Oh my goodness. No. I will always preach against it. Everywhere I go, this is the gospel. Don't do drugs, okay? It makes you look irresponsible. It makes you unhappy. And when you're always unhappy, people are not going to want to be around you at all, because life is already hard enough. Some people just can't deal with, like, hard here, hard there, turn here difficult, turn there difficult, turn to you difficult. I mean, come on. And if they don't want to always be around you, people won't get the chance to help you. They may want to help you, but they're not sure if they can. They're not sure if you're going to waste their help, waste their efforts, waste their time. Nobody wants to waste their time doing something they believe so strongly will yield results. And then you become a burden and a liability because you are 90% of the time not in absolute control of yourself. Quit. I need you to want to quit. I need you to want to quit so bad. I need you to want this so bad. If you're already doing it, drop it immediately. You have to be the best version of yourself all the time. If you're already doing it, look in the mirror, look at yourself. That is not who you are. You're 10 times more beautiful, 10 times more attractive, 10 times more loving of yourself. Doing drugs is an act of self-hate and self-despise. It is not an act of self-love at all. You mustn't. And if you're thinking about doing it, baby girl, baby boy, instantly no. Immediately no. No. Okay, you're too pretty, you're too handsome, you're too much woman, okay? You're too much woman to be smoking and sniffing and eating things that are not ever going to be helpful to you. If anybody ever told you doing drugs is going to help you do this, it's a lie. It's a lie. And I could tell you that if there's any person who is maybe making you feel like, oh, there's this like spiritual awakening that can happen when you do drugs, look, a spiritual awakening can happen with or without drugs. I don't know. I don't even know with. I know without. Because all you have to be in is in a very, very deep state of mind. That's all they both have in common, with or without drugs. You just have to be in a really deep state of mind. You have to really, really evaluate your life. You have to really, really, really appreciate your life. You have to really, really, really be thankful that you are alive. Look, whether or not we know why we're alive, we're alive. Whether or not we know why we exist, okay? The goal is to live. Let me tell you something. Everyone is always talking about the glitch in the matrix, the glitch in the matrix. But believe me, when you have broken free from the matrix and you step out of that confinement into a very high level of intellectual information, you start to realize that it all means nothing. Not like it means nothing. It's just what it is, you know? Outside of this matrix that we're in, it's just what it is. So when people who practice spirituality say, you are another me, it means like, every single one of us are from the same source, but we're just experiencing this existence from different point of views. Because by the time our physical bodies age and wither and cannot carry on again, we transcend back into this infinite source, only to reappear in another form or in the same form and exist again from another point of view. Okay? This is life. So by the time you know, look, people are doing drugs for different reasons, to find God, to search for something, to find something. By the time you step out of this matrix and you become the glitch, it's very lonely. It is lonely because not too many people are aware of the glitch. And then you look back into the matrix and you see that you start to understand why it exists. Because without it, it's almost as though life has no purpose, especially because we are more evolved. We are more skilled. Every living thing has skills that are unique to them, and we are aware. Some living things are more intelligent than we are. But because they cannot move around and experience this existence like we can, when we take them, it's like they're living through us. And because they haven't lived from our point of view, it warps our minds and it's really trying to take control, but it can't. Don't do drugs. It is not feminine. It is not cute. I need you to stand on business. Anybody offers you some, you say no thank you and you leave the space. I'm not saying say no thank you and still stay there because you want God to test you or because you want to show how much self-control you have. I need you to just exit the space or move away from that person. Sit somewhere else or be somewhere else. You need to take yourself seriously. You need to take your life seriously. I might not be one to preach these words to you because I'm not, perfect either. But I don't do drugs. I'm not perfect either. However, I have come to the understanding that when it comes to self-love, it's gold for you. You treat yourself to the best of things. You give yourself the best of experiences. And if you cannot afford the best of the best of the best, whatever you can afford, you treat yourself to it at a high grade because you know what? We're here to enjoy living. Living should not be painful. It should not be hard. It should not be painful all the time. It shouldn't be hard all the time. It shouldn't be difficult all the time. It can be nice. It can be delicious. It can be sweet. You just have to know how to play the game of life in a way that benefits you, in a way that makes you win. Drugs is not going to help you. It's going to hold you back. It's going to hold you back. Don't do drugs for any reason. Not for love, not for money. Don't, just don't. And it's even insane. There's this meme. No, I don't think it was a meme. I think somebody said it on Twitter and then they turned it into a meme. But this person said, now I'm Nigerian, so I'm going to say it the Nigerian way. He said, you go dey follow rich man pikin. They smoke igbo. They do Indian hemp. When una two don't craze, rich man go carry him pikin go abroad. You go dey disturb us for market. That is deep as fuck. Excuse my French. That is deep. And it means you, like, so it's like saying two people from two different walks of life, like two classes of society, rich man Pekin, a wealthy man's child, and a not so wealthy man's child, or a poor man's child. Are two of them, the children are friends. They're both doing drugs. When it gets to them, to the point of madness, the rich man is going to ship his child off to another foreign country, to a foreign country, to hide his child or to give his child quality health care. And then the poor man's child is now going to be disturbing everybody in the market. African markets are not the same as the Western world. The markets in the Western world, they're not the same. So if you can picture that, you understand what I'm saying. So that makes it even worse. But regardless, whether you're a poor man's pekin, whether you're a rich man's pekin, it don't matter. You need, this life is a gift. And you mustn't give up the gift that you have been giving for anybody or anything. Sacrificing your life for drugs? That's crazy. What? That's insane. Don't do it. If you're already doing it, drop it this instant. This instant and instant? Yes, instant, sorry. And go seek help. Go and find help. Look, there's anything life has taught me is that people are always eager to help you. Okay? People are always eager to help you. You just have to reach out and ask for it. Okay? That's all you have to do. Reach out and ask for this help, and it will come. It will surely come. You just... there's nothing like, oh, but they'll laugh at me, I'm so ashamed. Who cares? Do you know how many people have been embarrassed in this life? It didn't hold anybody back. Somebody who was probably embarrassed 3 days ago, everyone is over it now. I'm moving on with their lives and facing their own problems. Nobody really cares. So what? You'll be entertainment for like another 24 hours. Okay, let's even say max 2 weeks, 1 month. It's still your life. You get to choose whether you're going to allow the words of somebody you probably don't even know or don't even care about or will not even care about in the next like 1 year bother you. You're worried about the wrong things. Life is to be lived and to be experienced. And if people cannot see or cannot understand that you can make a mistake and correct it. When I say mistake, I actually mean an actual mistake. I don't mean like purposely hurting people and calling it a mistake. I mean, like an actual mistake. Like making wrong choices for yourself in life. It could be a mistake. You probably didn't know. Let's say you probably didn't know, or you didn't think it would have as much impact as it did. But whatever. I'm here to tell you now, you need to be shameless when you're asking for help. Because you need the help. Be shameless. What, you're just gonna not ask? The least people can tell you is no. And if one person tells you no, doesn't mean the next person will tell you no. You never know until you try. Go and find help immediately. And walk into this beautiful, feminine, lovely life that is waiting for you to just come to it. This life where people just give you stuff because they think, oh, you're so beautiful, or oh, you're so put together, or oh, you're so calm here. Don't you want that? Don't you want people to look at you and be like, oh, who is this? Drugs is going to steal that from you. It's going to steal that from you. I want you to live the best life you can possibly imagine, beyond your wildest imaginations. You could be here tomorrow and way up there. You could be here today and way up there tomorrow. Nobody knows what tomorrow is like. So don't let anybody predict your tomorrow, because they don't even have the power to predict your tomorrow. You own the life. You are the writer, the author, the publisher of your story. So write a good one. Manifest a great one. Quit the drugs. It gets you nowhere. So what drugs do is it amplifies your personality. So if you're aggressive on a normal, like when you're sober, you're going to be 10 times more aggressive if you do drugs. If you're hyperactive, you're going to be 10 times more hyperactive. If you're quiet, you're going to be 10 times more quiet. And that's so dangerous. So please quit the drugs. Quit it. You must always be aware of yourself and your environment at every time. In fact, let people say, oh, you're too self-aware. You're too conscious. It's good for people to say you're too conscious about your environment and for you to not be aware at all about what's going on around you or in your environment. No. Anybody who offers you drugs hates you. That is how I see it. Okay? So no, if you're drinking herbal tea, that's fine. Everybody knows herbal tea is good, like lavender, like chamomile. In fact, if we even want to go further, blue lotus. Before you ingest anything, ask your doctor, make your research, ask a medical practitioner. Don't just go putting things in your mouth and swallowing and chewing and, you know, love yourself that much. Nobody's going to love you as much as you love yourself. Nobody's going to look after you as much as you look after yourself. Nobody's going to say, oh, are you okay? As much as you look at yourself and you ask, are you okay? If you're not, tell me how I can make you feel better. I ask myself this question all the time. If I don't feel good, are you good? No? Okay. Tell me, how can I make you feel better? And when you talk to your body, it responds. When you thank your body for the things that it does for you, it responds. When you speak to your body, when you feed your body with good food, when you speak to your body in good ways, when you protect your space, your energy, that is self-love. That is self-love. When you feel like someone isn't doing something that they know they should be doing, and you put a stop to whatever negativity that they're projecting on you, that is self-love. That is you putting yourself first. That is you putting your mental health first. That is self-love. Don't let anybody make you feel some type of way for loving yourself. You're not too sensitive. You're not too emotional. You just love yourself. And you know when to gently say, I really don't appreciate this, this, and that. And remove yourself from the situation if nothing changes, because that is self-love. I would never stop preaching about self-love, because that's the only way you can exist in this life. When you love yourself, when you're grateful for the things that your body does for you, your liver, your kidney, your spleen. Look, I don't care if you have an illness right now that is probably maybe lifelong or short term or whatever it is, your body is still keeping you alive and you need to thank it. Don't say, oh no, why am I, complain. Thank your body. Touch your heart through your chest and say, thank you for pumping blood and circulating blood around my body. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank your consciousness, your brain. Thank your kidneys, your liver, your feet, your toes. If you don't even have feet or toes, thank your body for even existing. Because it's working to keep you alive. Don't destroy it. Don't put it through too much strenuous activities that are not healthy. Like you're just stress. Don't do that to your body. It deserves better. Stop putting your body through extreme situations. You do drugs, your heart is pumping really fast, your body is trying to keep you alive, like your body is fighting for your survival. And then when it's stable, you do drugs again. Why? You're stressing it. You've just turned your body into a slave to the drugs because it's working twice, three times, four times as hard to keep you alive. And it shouldn't be doing that when it is not necessary. You're not in fight or flight mode. Your body is constantly in fight or flight mode. Why? You're not in a situation where you have to fight or fly. or flee. But your body is in a constant state of fight or flight. That's not fair. At all. Stop treating yourself like that. Take control of your life. Do the things you've dreamt about doing. Do the things you've always wanted to do. Be the person you've always wanted to be. Think about who you want to be. Imagine that person and how they live. And work towards being that person. It will do you more good when you consider yourself. Put yourself into consideration. We're always talking about, oh, when am I going to find somebody who's going to love me, who's going to consider me, who's going to be kind to me, who's going to be this. There's all these positive traits and characteristics, but you don't give that to yourself. So if you don't give it to yourself, how will you know it is that thing that you want when it comes? You don't even recognize it. You don't recognize it. You've never used your two eyes to see something. You don't know what it looks like, what it will feel like when you hold it in the palm of your hands. You just see it from a distance, and that is what you want. Give it to yourself first. Show yourself some love, some appreciation, some tender loving care. Okay? Who cares what people will say? Who cares that you come out for help and people go, oh my God, this person is doing drugs? Of course they'll talk. It's sharing information. That's what they're doing. That's how I see gossip. I see it as sharing information. And it is very important to share information. All you have to do is know whether the information they're sharing is true or false or fabricated. So you know how to address it, because you will not let anybody drag your name through the mud. Okay? I know some people say, oh, I'm a very quiet person. I don't like if somebody's dragging your name through the mud. You better not be quiet. Okay? I'm glad we could have this conversation. This is a bit heavy for me to say, but I'm glad I was able to share it with you. Don't do drugs, okay? I want you to be feminine and beautiful and cute and special. You're special. You're unique. They're going to go far and wide in this world and will never find anyone like you. Never. That's all, folks. Until next time. Toodaloo.